News Talk 1620 WTAW, the special session of the Texas Legislature is underway. Had an opportunity to visit with the Brazos Valley lawmaker Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. And one subject that didn't get done during the regular session, Representative Ashby is going to try to get done during the special session, is pay more attention to teacher pay and retired teacher benefits.
No one is more disappointed in the outcome of the session than I am in terms of what we weren't able to do for public education. And when I say that, I mean that in terms of both reforming our current school finance formula. I don't have to tell anybody in your listener area that most of the school districts that fall in that area, many of them are well below the state average in terms of their per pupil funding. And I just think we've got to get away from funding school districts largely based on zip codes. It's just not fair and it's not equitable. And so I was real disappointed that the bill that we passed in the House that would have added a significant sum of money to our school finance system and had gone a long way to rip off a lot of these Band-Aids that were negatively impacting my counties, that bill died in the Senate. And and I just hate that, but I want folks to know that that's going to be a priority. We may see it in the special, and I hope we do, because there's so much work that's been done, not just during this last session, but in previous sessions that we really need to build on, and it's time to act. Probably the biggest issue I'm hearing about, though, is from our retired teachers, TRS Care, which is the health insurance program for teachers. There's so much to say here, and I won't go into too many details.
Well, and I was going to go there if you weren't, so I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I was on I was one of the three House members, along with three senators, last interim, not the one we just started here a few weeks ago, but last interim, to study this issue. And just a little bit of background, when this program was created in 1986, the TRS Care program, that is, it was originally intended to be a short-term fix until we could come up with a longer-term, more comprehensive solution. But here we are 31 years later, still working off of that system. And, you know, for a lot of us that have only been there a few years in the legislature, you know, we didn't create the problem, but we're left dealing with it and having to do the best we can. Last session, there was almost an $800 million deficit in that program in terms of meeting the projected expenses, looking at revenue. This session we just completed, it was $1.3 billion, so it almost doubled. According to the Teacher Retirement System of Texas that administers this program, if we had done nothing but just wrote a check, which, of course, we weren't able to do because we were facing a state budget deficit this session, not a surplus, then the projection for the 2020 and 2021 biennium would grow to somewhere between $3 and $4 billion deficit. So everyone agrees that something had to be done, something needs to be done.
Continuing my visit with State Representative Trent Ashby of Lufkin, his district includes Madison and Leon counties. This interview first aired on Bryan Broadcasting stations in Leon County. Continuing the conversation about attempting to get something done about public school finance, in particular teacher pay and retired teacher benefits.
The one common theme is everybody wants to do all we can to take care of our retired teachers. And so the bill that that passed this past session and was supported by the Retired Teacher Association of Texas, you know, it kept the program alive for 2 years. It's a 2-year fix, but it came with some pain. We did substantially increase the state funding permanently. We asked for a small increase of 0.2% from our school districts in terms of active school employees, which I haven't heard a single school district complain about because they understand the role they play in this. We didn't want to ask any more from our active teachers because they're experiencing skyrocketing health care costs in their own program, which is separate from retirees. And all that leaves is left is the retirees of that four-legged funding stool. So, you know, for our 65 and older retirees, it really there's not a lot of change in terms of premiums and deductibles and prescription drug benefits. But the real pain that's being felt when these premiums kick in is going to be in our pre-65 category. So those folks that retire before 65, that is the most expensive category to offer insurance. And we did the best we could with what the funds we had to offer. I will tell you, the House had a little bit different route. We had put in $500 million towards the effort. The Senate backed that down to $350 million, which I was certainly disappointed in. And we had a longer-term solvency period on our bill than they did. But at the end of the day, as any of the active retired teachers that came to Austin and have been following this will tell you, the bill that ultimately passed was far better than the initial proposals that were laid out in terms of the cost to the retiree. So I know there's a number of retirees that are feeling the pain, and I just want them to know that I value their service. I value our active teachers. The state needs to do something here to help. We have a real problem, and as I said going into session, it's probably the biggest budget driver issue that we have that most people aren't aware of and that most of my colleagues aren't talking about. Now, that may have changed since session, but I just want folks to know that I've asked the governor to add teacher retirement to the call for the special session. I think the state has an obligation to do all we can to honor our commitment to our teachers, both active and retired. And it's important that people understand that aren't teachers understand that the average teacher pension is $2,000 a month. And our teachers, they aren't eligible in the state of Texas because of a federal law for Social Security benefits. And so in many cases, all our retirees have, again, using that average $2,000 of an annuity that comes in each month, that's all they have in terms of income, no Social Security benefits. So, you know, asking more from them in terms of these health insurance premiums, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pass along some of the increases, but we just need to be very mindful and realistic about the impact it's going to have on those that have given so much over many years of service to our children in the classroom. So it's a real issue that's out there, and I think more and more my colleagues are understanding it. Hopefully they're hearing from their retired teachers, and I've encouraged people, look, you know, I know where I am, and I know where the House is, and I know what we've offered, and I know what happened. And so, you know, people need to reach out and understand that, you know, whether it's this issue or others, they always need to communicate with their state representative and their state senator, but don't stop there, because the lieutenant governor is elected by every citizen of the state, and he or she controls such a large part of the agenda that happens in the Senate. And the governor, you cannot stop there. You've got to reach out to the governor. He signs or vetoes bills, and in the case of the upcoming special, he's the only guy that gets to set the issues that we get to discuss over there for that 30-day period. So I'm encouraging people to reach out primarily to the lieutenant governor and the governor, and let's make this a statewide priority, and let's give it the attention it deserves.
Again, comments from State Representative Trent Ashby of Lufkin. His district includes Madison and Leon counties, part of an interview that was aired on Bryan Broadcasting's radio stations in Leon County. Now, a few minutes of comments from this week's school board meetings in Bryan and College Station related to school finance as the special session of the legislature got underway. First, from Bryan School District Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke, his recommendation to postpone action on pay raises for teachers and other professionals being approved by the school board on Monday night, directly related to what may or may not happen in Austin.
We would have normally presented to you some sort of teacher pay increase, and certainly Dr. Whitbeck and myself and Amy Draws have been working to that end quite a bit. However, as alluded to earlier, with the special session, and you may have read several things with regard to what may transpire with teacher pay. We just simply don't know. And we're very concerned that we may, in fact, do something, and then the state requires us to do something different, and so we find ourselves in a real kind of a situation. So our recommendation is to forego and hold off of teacher and professional employee pay raises until hopefully August. The session is a 30-day event, so it should be over by mid-August. Our next night board meeting is the 21st of August, so at the very latest, that would be when we would propose the other pay raises.
Again, comments from Bryan School District Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke. Last night, the College Station School Board did approve its compensation plan for the upcoming year for all CSISD employees. Some comments about the special session in the legislature last night from CSISD Superintendent Clark Keeley.
Our hope is that our elected representatives in Austin will come together and work together to meet the needs of school children, meet the needs of local governments, to be able to provide infrastructure for our citizens, and speak less about those other issues that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things. So we will continue to watch that. We'll have a bearing, could potentially, I guess, have a bearing on where we end up ultimately with the budget. One of the things that's frustrating for me as a superintendent and a school leader in public schools in the state of Texas is the notion being put forth by the governor that we are not spending our money adequately and we're not spending it well. And that we can just carve out $1,000 to give teacher raises. We believe wholeheartedly in teacher raises and in compensation. In fact, you'll see two action items later on in this agenda where we make a huge investment in our current and future staff members. The same sentiments were echoed by the Lieutenant Governor. I just wanted to say before we get to those agenda items when Mr. Martindale comes up that College Station ISD is making a huge investment in our most important resource in the school district, which is our staff. And we're doing a number of things that we'll be asking the board to take action on this evening, and that's providing a raise to all employees across the board to provide much-needed adjustments, equity adjustments for those who we've determined in our school system who are being paid lower than their market peers, and then also help provide some additional help for health insurance, which is just those costs are runaway. That I know everybody in their particular jobs are having to deal with that. I'm happy to report that we'll still be able to, assuming that you act on a recommendation, that we will still be able to offer at least one plan for employee only that costs $0 for current College Station ISD employees.
Again, comments from the superintendent of the College Station School District, Clark Ely. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.